I'm Rona Tarrant. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says President Trump's proposal to end the 30-day government shutdown could come up for a Senate vote in the coming week. However, Democrats say it won't have the votes. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin is among the top Democrats negotiating with the White House. He says he agrees with President Trump that the border is a humanitarian crisis, but wall funding remains a non-starter for Democrats. A diocese in Kentucky has apologised after videos emerged showing students from an all-male Catholic high school appearing to mock Indigenous Americans outside the Lincoln Memorial in Washington. The Indigenous People's March coincided with the March for Life on Friday, which was attended by a group from Covington Catholic High School. In a statement, the Diocese of Covington and the high school apologised to the Native American veteran in the footage, Nathan Phillips, saying they're investigating and will take appropriate action. A new report says the number of immigrant children separated from their parents at the border last year is unknown. The report from the Office of Inspector General at the Department of Health and Human Services says the number given out by government officials at the end of 2018 that put the figure at just over 2,700 is not accurate and may be much higher. The report says children were being separated from their parents long before then US Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced what he called a zero-tolerance policy. 10 UN peacekeepers from Chad have been killed by gunmen in Mali. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres strongly condemned what he described as a complex attack on the UN peace mission's camp near Kidal. More than 13,000 peacekeepers are deployed in Mali as part of a UN mission that was established after Islamist militias seized northern Mali in 2012. They were pushed back by French troops in 2013. Hundreds of Mexican pilgrims planning to attend World Youth Day in Panama have been unable to travel because the tour packages they purchased for the event appear not to exist. Around 400 pilgrims from at least 11 dioceses purchased tour packages, and some learned of the apparent fraud after arriving at Mexico City International Airport to take flights to Panama City. World Youth Day starts tomorrow. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit dailycatholicnews.org.